This episode of Two Moms and a Mic is sponsored by Podcorn. When the Two Moms and a Mic podcast was in the beginning stages of creation, we were brand new to the idea of how to integrate sponsors into our episodes.
We needed to learn where to find sponsors who would work with a new podcast, how to set rates for monetization, and where to start with collaborating with brands that authentically fit into our brand and listener demographic.
We were thrilled to have stumbled upon Podcorn when researching on our own how to work with sponsors. Podcorn is a marketplace connecting podcasters of all sizes to amazing podcast sponsorship opportunities, such as host read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and more.
With Podcorn, we have been able to have complete creative freedom and full control of how and when we monetize our shows. There was no middleman, and we set our own rates. We never give up any rights to our podcast, and Podcorn has been there to support us every step of the way to make sure that we are compensated for the work that we do for the brands we collaborate with.
Podcorn has connected our podcast with so many incredible sponsors, and we have truly loved working with them all. Click the link in our show notes to sign up for Podcorn and start browsing your own sponsorship opportunities. Welcome to the Two Moms and a Mic podcast,
now available on YouTube.
We are Briggs and Dodson,
two seasoned moms with a collective of eight kids and an abundance of chaos.
We bust ass, fail often, and love fiercely.
We're queens with broken crowns.
Our intention is to create a community for moms and parents surviving the modern suburban world of raising teenagers.
We also intend to drink.
Join us for our raw episodes as we navigate stages of midlife while parenting multiple children and thriving with teenagers.
Actually, they're trying to kill us.
Raise your glasses and tune in. Cheers!
Okay. I'm going to do my classic. Morning, Briggs!
Morning, Dodson!
It's feigned enthusiasm.
I know. I can't even believe that we are here today.
Actually, it's not fake today. I'm happy.
I have one
kid in school.
Mm-hmm. One out of four.
And we only got 4 inches of snow.
Versus eight.
Yeah. Hey. Starting it off with the cheers. Don't know what day it is, but that's all right.
No.
Bourbon day.
Yeah. We haven't been here in a while, so this is nice.
I know.
Yeah.
We have anything to catch up on?
Well, I mean, we have a million hours of things to catch up on.
I know. You want to skip right to WTF?
I'm afraid if we do catch up, that'll just be like the whole episode, right?
I know. There's too much to catch up on. We're still in pandemic, so just get right to the WTF.
Well, let me just catch up really quick. After an entire year, almost, 11 months, right?
I'm afraid of what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm. Our kids started a hybrid school today.
Yeah, and we didn't get the rug pulled out from underneath us. They actually went.
We almost had a snow day, though. Like
I know, but people would have just rallied and thrown them into the school lot anyway. Been like, you're supposed to be over there.
Did you see my Facebook post last night?
Yeah, I thought it was ballsy as fuck.
There were some people that were like, ooh, I'm offended.
Briggs is on fire.
My Facebook post.
She wants her kids the fuck out of her house.
Well, I mean, so does everybody else.
And but you know what? The mom that says it is the one that, you know, when you're honest.
Hey, I like when my kids are home too, but it
is not for 11
months. It is time. No, not for 11 months.
No, bye.
And not when I see mental health deteriorating.
Well,
over the 11 months of, you know, teenagers just becoming isolated and things like that for 11 months without having that interaction. And
no, they have no life. They're just all good thing. They're already addicted to their screens anyway. Go live in that.
Well, now it's even worse.
I know. It's shitty.
So, do you have a WTF?
Yes. It just goes along with like this really high level of stress that I feel like I've become so accustomed to that now my body almost goes into shock reverse when it's not stressed because I live at this crazy heightened level.
I can totally relate to that. That's a good
way
to describe.
Fight or flight is my everyday. Yes. Like the other day, Brian says something really, really immune, normal. Like, what did he say? Oh, he got Rose's grades or whatever. But the way that he came at me, he was like, oh my God, Jen? And I'm like, what? What's on fire? What? Did you run over something? Are we okay?
He's who died?
Like, no, yeah. It's a report card. I'm like, yeah. Oh. I'm like, you have to talk to me, really? You know, like,
yeah.
Because I'm living up here.
Bring that down a few notches about grades.
When people go, Jen, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Because everything is so like, fuck.
It's either that high, like, oh my God, what? Or I don't even respond.
Right.
It's like one of the two.
No, this is where we are though, Corey. It's not healthy. You shouldn't say to me something was on fire and have me just go, well, I don't care about that right now anyway.
Right.
That's not normal. When people say to you something in your house was on fire, you're supposed to be like, oh my God, really? Not, okay, just a second.
Yeah.
So my WTF is that I feel like I'm constantly either on the phone supporting a child or getting a text about a child, and it's just all too much. And I used to make fun of you for having like 9,000 texts sitting there unread, mm-hmm. and now I just try to keep mine under 50. I know yours is in the hundreds, but I'm 3 years mm-hmm. behind you. So I'm on the actual
you
phone.
You literally are 3 years behind me.
I'm 3 years
yeah.
behind you.
Yeah. It's not even
I don't appreciate when I tell you that I'm dealing with a certain clinic, and you're like, yeah, I already did that. I'm like, you know what?
Do you want me to give you the person's name and number?
No.
I have it memorized.
Okay, so I'm on the actual phone with support staff from the high school dealing mm-hmm. with that crisis. Mm-hmm. Then I get and I'm doing speaker, so I can also see the text chaos come in. So then I'm getting a text from fifth grade moms because there's a situation with some of the sleepover girls looking at inappropriate things in their screens. So I have to deal with that. That's coming up next. I also have yet to return a phone call about a family member that had suddenly died. Mm-hmm. And this was also the day of the riots at the Capitol.
Oh, geez.
Okay. So I'm on the phone and I have to deal with this whole like inappropriate accusation. And Frankie comes upstairs and she's like, excuse me, Mom. I need to talk to you. I think there's going to be a civil war because of, you know, horned guy at the Capitol. Mm. And I'm like, you know what, Frank? Your civil war is just going to have to wait, okay? And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Wouldn't it be neat and normal if I was like, come and sit with me. Let's talk about your fears. And I'm like, you're just going to have to wait with your civil war. Go away.
Go away.
I have to deal with the high school thing. I'm just,
yeah.
That's my WTF because it's like, I sit there and I'm like, what the fuck?
It's too many balls in the air to try to manage.
Yep.
And
that's all.
It's and you become very good at prioritizing.
Yes. Your fears about a possible civil war from the Capitol riots are just going to have to wait. Or maybe find a journal or a sister. I cannot help you right now. That's why you have so many sisters.
Go journal. Journal your feelings about the horned guy. Yeah.
Do that.
I'm telling you.
So let's talk about the chaos and the mental health and all of that.
Yeah, and I mean, we can't talk about it from a professional standpoint. We can only talk about it from what we know.
I would not ever want to be able to talk about it from a professional standpoint. Thank God I'm not a mental health worker.
Well, but
I think they're completely tapped out.
Well, I mean, they're overwhelmed right now.
And overworked.
Yeah, overworked, overwhelmed. And I also feel like they they're not able to keep up right now with the amount of...
No.
I mean, people aren't even taking new patients at huge clinics right now.
I know. That's where I'll give you my win early because thank God mm-hmm. we have already, as a dysfunctional family, been well established with our clinic. Thank God.
Yeah.
I would be extra stressed out if I was trying to get into a clinic
That's
right
what
now.
I'm saying. If you are new to a clinic or new to try to get in, like...
Well, I tried to get into a different one last week to support a child.
Mm-hmm.
Extra support. And that went to shit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say anything in there because I didn't want to, like, be a Karen. But as I was... I just walked out when it went to crap. I just mm-hmm. turned around and walked away.
Yeah.
And the child that I was supporting goes... follows me and just like, have a great day. Thank you. Thanks for at least saying that on our way out with my mommy tantrum.
Yeah.
It's a shit show.
It is a shit show. That's the best way to describe it. It really is.
It's probably a more articulate thing to say, but well, I don't want to over embellish on healthcare workers because everybody's in the trenches.
Right. They are. But God forbid, I mean, we were kind of already had our foot in the door ahead of the game before this, you know, teen crisis during the pandemic
shit show. You and I were not without.
So, but now I feel issues. Like people that didn't have anything to do with that world are now trying
right.
to.
Well, now we'll get have a bunch of friends that have to deal with teens with mental health issues too.
Why do you think it is?
You want to make a clubhouse?
We might as well. We might as well. Why?
You know what? I don't remember who I was talking to about this the other day, but I was just saying to Colin before we started how this age, like, you know, 15 to 17, whatever, like when they start to get halfway through high school and get their permits and they've got their eye on becoming legal adults, right? You're supposed to, in the like developmental spectrum of being a human, start to develop autonomy and try new things and reach out there because you still have this idea of being invincible and untouchable, but the world is getting bigger. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But instead,
they can't do anything.
It couldn't be more damn boring and limiting.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do unless you go and act reckless underneath some bridge or something.
Mm-hmm. Which kids are doing, by the way.
And then I just think, like, having that, we probably all took for granted social interactions, particularly the teens, though.
Mm-hmm.
So now, before, most of their lives went through their phones, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now they only live in their phones.
Yeah. You know, and it depends, you know, everybody's different right now with how their families are handling, you know, COVID and pandemic and quarantining and, you know, I know people that literally have not left their house, Dodson, with their kid. They have,
I know.
I know people.
The other day,
that have
my neighbors
kids.
Walked by and I didn't recognize them. They're mm-hmm. like, "Hi, Jen." I'm like, "Hi, who the hell are mm-hmm. you? Who
they came
are
outside.
You? Yeah. They came outside. Well, yeah. I mean, they had hats on because it's cold now yeah. too. But I'm still like,
But people, other people are like, you know what? Have 14 friends spend the night. I don't care.
Oh, you're speaking of everybody's different reaction on how they quarantine and live in Illinois.
Well, yeah, and how they're letting their kids, if they're letting other kids into their home, if they're, you know, and I'm not saying like huge, gigantic parties. I'm saying like, you know, do you let your teenage son have 4 friends over to watch a football game?
Right.
Do you?
Well, we have our COVID besties and our tight little team.
Yeah. Right. Some people do none of that.
Oh, I know.
Like,
there's the
like
whole
you
spectrum.
Don't let
like,
somebody
there are some
in
people
that
just live like there's no such thing as a pandemic, and then others that, like, you won't recognize them in 9 months.
Right.
Right.
But there's a huge gray area with that, too.
I agree.
Like, maybe once a month you can have a sleepover. Maybe,
right.
you know. But how does this, I mean, this is like all of this not being in school and Zoom and not
Zoom and doom.
It's what it is. I mean, if you Zoom, you're doomed. Some kids are doing great with Zoom. I cannot relate to that.
That nobody in our house is doing great with Zoom.
No, I'm not saying great. I'm saying like
my one was doing just fine.
Water.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
But nobody's thriving in my house. Nobody's thriving on Zoom.
No.
You know what? The hardest I think this is part of the problem is that Zoom has to now, the teachers have to speak to the mass.
Mm-hmm.
In the classroom, there was at least some diversity and creativity with like different levels of learners and what you could do. Because you can like, now when you like sub out a small group for enriched learning, I'll hear Hazel. It's the teacher's like, go to your breakout room. And I'm like, what the fuck mm-hmm. are you even doing? I don't mm-hmm. understand that. If I was a teacher right now, I would be like, you know what? I'm just going to go find like a farm to live on instead and shear some sheep. Because I don't know what this is. Like,
I know.
You're Zooming here and now you break out over there. And then now there's the music teacher. I mean, God bless them for knowing, being savvy enough to do all that.
And breakout rooms in my house have been, it's time for me to get on Xbox.
Well, right.
Or it's time for me to
take
a nap.
No, I'll see random people walking around and getting bowls of Cheetos. And I'm like, are we done with school?
No, I'm in a breakout room.
No, I'm in a breakout room. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I have a break.
Where's my breakout room?
Yeah.
Oh, it's here.
Mm-hmm. But all of this has completely taken a toll on these teenagers.
Bad.
Our episode of Two Moms and a Mic is also sponsored today by Gemist. I have always had the hardest time finding a shampoo or conditioner that works for my hair type. I have tried various products ranging from popular brands that have been around for decades to the newest, most expensive brands only found in top-notch hair salons, and I have yet to find a brand that has been truly good for my hair. But recently, I have been using Gemist. I came across this brand online and decided to give it a try. Total game changer. I took their super quick online hair quiz and their fancy schmancy algorithm matched me up with the most amazing shampoo and conditioner I have ever tried. No joke, I was able to easily slide a comb through my wet hair without pulling through a mess of tangles. Is it magic? Nope, just science. And bonus, you can also save money by subscribing. Did I mention that Gemist is also women-owned by CEO, founder, and Harvard graduate Allison Haar, mother of two and dog mom? The women of Gemist know that the secret to good hair days is simply science. Gemist is a science-based algorithm that makes recommendations based on your hair data. If you are ready to have the best hair of your life, try Gemist. Right now, our listeners can give Gemist a try and get 20% off their shampoo and conditioner subscription. Visit Gemist.com to get your personalized recommendation and enter Two Moms at checkout for 20% off and free 2-day shipping. That is Gemist.com, Gemist.com, and enter promo code Two Moms, TWOMOMS, at checkout to get the best hair of your life.
Kids in general, no matter what the age, there are some kids that don't know any different. They started kindergarten this year. They don't even know what it's like to be in school.
But it's the people that, the kids that were halfway through high school, it's the teenagers. Yeah.
They are so dependent on their social groups, their school activities, their theater, their art, their sports, their,
all gone.
Their school clubs, whatever it is that is their thing. That kind of creates their identity as a teenager, you know?
Well, that's what I was saying with the autonomy. This is their time to say, okay, I think I'm definitely this or not this. But
right.
They're supposed to be out in the world figuring all of that out and kind of developing mm-hmm. who they are.
And it's all been taken away. In my particular family, you know, my boys aren't theater art. They're all sports.
They also don't use the word sus, which I just find to be super weird. I'm going to teach you all the weird words.
I just heard that for the first time, what, 10 minutes ago?
Yeah. Well, your boys say goat instead, so.
They don't.
But.
Yeah. And is that a teenage thing that people say? Sus?
Sus? I guess.
I would love to know who actually knows what that is.
I do.
I feel like I'm on top of things. I don't think I'm on top of this.
I'll throw a bunch more at you later.
World anymore.
Maybe it's the anime world. That's where I live now.
What's that?
Anime?
Yeah.
Oh, God, Briggs, never mind. We'll talk about another episode.
Can we just stick to, like...
regular
words?
This is part of it, though, is that now they're finding different things that can become their thing and their niche, but it's through their phone. That's why my entire house is anime now, because anime is not the real world. It's all cartoons.
I don't know what this... Is it animation? Anime? What is this?
I don't know what to say to divine to find to. Oh my God! You made me not be able to talk now
because
I don't know how to
talk in full words anyway. What difference does it make?
Anime is a full word. It's all the Japanese cartoons and art and everything that's existed forever.
Okay.
Never mind. Anyway, they're on their. They spend too much time on their phones. Pokemon's part of anime.
Okay.
Too much time on their phones.
Mm-hmm.
And now their niches are things like that.
Which, by the way, we already know that too much time on all of that crap is bad for their mental health anyways. Now we're just,
They're more unmotivated and more hopeless.
It's so interesting to me when, before the coronavirus hit and before the school shut down and before our district took a million years longer to open up than anyone else, I... find it so fascinating. And it's not, I mean, they were doing the best that they could, and obviously safety first for the students and staff and whatever, but
I'm not going to let you just blanket say that, because when you say safety first, you're talking about physical safety.
Yes,
and there is one thing that bothers me about this, is that the brain is still part of the human body. And I think that everybody did what they knew how to do in the moment, because no one's dealt with a pandemic before. But I think that the mental health part of it completely fell by the wayside in the beginning. And now we're playing catch up.
Nobody wants to honor
the brain.
No.
You know, until they're like, oh my God, the suicide numbers. Oh, wait, fuck.
Well,
maybe we should do something. Well, you know what? Maybe you could have used those millions of dollars to be a little bit more innovative before all of the suicide and high rates of kids in clinics.
Right.
Something. Don't sit there and be like, well, we just didn't know what to do. Of course you had some sort of idea. You're a leader in the community with mm-hmm. a gigantic budget.
Mm-hmm.
So be a little bit more creative.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if that means you set up little mobile trailer vans full of cookies and milk and mental health professionals. I don't give a shit.
I know.
Be innovative. No. Everybody's bitching, well, as a business, you're supposed to pivot, pivot, pivot. Oh, you didn't survive? Well, you didn't pivot. You weren't creative. Well, school district, were you creative? No.
No, they weren't.
So
I'm not. Mm-mm. But I'm going back to...
Go back.
I'm going back to...
So I can interrupt you
to the
one
whole,
more time.
Yeah, but the whole idea of, okay, we have been pounded as parents and as kids, once the cell phones and the internet and the iPads and like all of these devices came out, and Xboxes, video games. I mean, these kids, you know, you need to have parental controls. You need to set time limits and screen time and, you know, all this stuff, because if you go past apparently this many hours or this many minutes looking at a screen,
mm-hmm.
then it's completely damaging your brain. I mean, it's backed by like scientific
mm-hmm.
Research.
Well, now they do it for 7 hours.
So, but now, so this is what has been like indoctrinated into us. Like
mm-hmm.
we are always afraid our kids are on their devices too much. So we have to be completely diligent and on top of that shit, times how many kids,
mm-hmm.
times how many devices, times that device, this device, you know, okay, you're off your phone, great, but now you're on your Xbox. No, it's...
I know.
And
I'll
now,
take their iPads and then they'll go downstairs and watch bullshit YouTube.
But no matter what it is,
well,
it's a
screen.
Well, mine
can hack into it anyway.
Exactly.
They can hack into
their
screen
time. Oh, they will find a way.
And,
they will
yeah.
find a way. You know that I have dealt with
I know.
Hackers in my house.
I know.
You know, like, I've said it on past episodes where we have had professional people come into the house and whatever they did with the Wi-Fi and whatever.
They can hack everything.
And I found my kid on the Xbox at like 2 a.m. one night on a school night. This is years ago, and he was a lot younger. And I'm like, how are you on this? Like, I spent a fortune on like trying to make sure that this didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
He, and nobody could figure out how, why, what did he do? How does he have access to the internet right now? Like, the internet is shut down.
It doesn't matter.
You know, whatever.
Mine
he
will,
found
mine
an
will
Ethernet
hide.
Cord, and he drilled a hole, Dodson, from the bedroom to the basement where the modem was.
And why not? You raised him to be innovative.
That is called creative, innovative,
while giving you
smart
the middle
ass.
Finger. Mine help each other. They'll like if one of them gets a hotspot, then
oh,
they'll
the
hack it to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know.
They're hey, I'm like, you're bonding as sisters. How sweet.
Yes. And the bottom line is you can't control it all.
No, don't pretend you can control. We've already talked about that.
But the bottom line is we have been taught and programmed to limit screen time. So then when this all happens, they're like, okay, the thing that we believe damages kids developing brains
is what
most
we want you to do
is
now.
What we want you to do full time
all day
every day in your dark bedroom.
Right. And the dark bedroom is key. But then mm-hmm. after all of that, I feel as a mom like, okay, well, I want you to be able to have your fun screen time. So now they're on their screens for like 11 hours a day. Because I'm not going to say you don't get to play your iPad games with your friends after you've survived Zoom.
Because they are craving their friends, their social interaction.
So then, Hazel's little guy will call her to play Among Us or whatever. I'm like, I'm not going to tell her she can't be on her screen after she was on her screen. Screens all day for everybody.
Yep. But But what is the result now?
I don't know yet. I can't think about that because I'm trying to keep people out of clinics.
No, literally. Why do you think you're trying to keep out of clinics? Because look where this has gotten us.
I know.
This is the thing. It's so obvious.
It's the dark bedroom, endless and you know what, though? Once they start to fall behind, though, that's the other thing. It's so unengaging that students that were typically, like, honor students, straight A, really passionate about subject matter, have completely checked out. And I would, too. I'd be like, because they have to speak to this average now. And it's boring. I did hear something funny one day when I walked by when MK was still giving a shit. She said something to her government teacher, and the teacher was like, I'm not going to comment on partisan issues. And I'm like, well, you could get her fired up, and, you know, but no. It's boring. So then they start to fall behind. Because also the accountability thing, right? It's boring, and the accountability is not really there. When you're in person and you're supposed to deliver a piece of paper, or at least be accountable to your teacher's face to say, I emailed you that document. And that's gone. They don't care. They don't even turn their camera on. Who cares? They don't care. And once you get behind,
it's very hard to come back. And I have seen that in my own house where I have had, like you said, passionate students who care about school, who care about grades, who care about doing well, and need to stay eligible for sports. Where's the motivation now?
Why would you give a shit?
If I was in high school right now, Dodson, I can promise you right now, I did not live through this in high school, and I try to imagine. I mean, I was one that didn't give a thing too much about high school either. The first place.
Right. Like, I would slide my little ass into the desk seat just so my face was there for here and then leave.
I mean.
And that was with actual people.
Yeah.
Imagine now. Like, you're supposed to check in for the.
My kids, my boys, like, at one point, they weren't even getting dressed. They weren't getting dressed. They weren't even getting out of bed.
They have their laptop in their bed. I pull it off of the bedroom floor and I put it in their faces and I say, log into this.
I know.
Hurry up. Log into it because I don't want to get a phone call.
And they're still laying horizontally.
No, I know, but just log into it.
I know.
Turn off whatever.
Okay. So you said because I don't want to get the phone call.
I don't want to get the phone call.
This is the other thing. You know, we're in the same school district, so we know how they operate the attendance and everything.
I brought them so much alcohol.
They deserve every drop of it.
I couldn't take it into the building, but I left it at the front door.
Yeah.
They don't allow parents in anymore.
I know. Well, I was there the other day. I had to pick up some books and some supplies for.
Did they let you pass the front desk?
No.
See?
I had to be in.
Well, that's where I drop off the booze for them. But yes, this is our job now, is to answer the phone calls because the children are not logging in, whatever.
But
you're not going to know.
No.
You got to dip. Did you dip? Mine will dip out of class early.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, good. You got one. Hey!
Well, dip out? That's not new.
Yes, it is.
I have a sister that says that all the time. Okay. So, yeah.
So mine will dip out of class early, and then I still get a phone call.
So this is where I was going with that. So, I will spend an hour on receiving a call, getting a voicemail, then checking the voicemail, having to return, get also the emails. And then if I didn't respond there, then I have to. And it's like an hour of your time.
I know.
For the fact that the class was wrapping up and my son was like, okay, early. I'll see you. I'm going to start on my work.
So
and okay,
they have to be
dipped out 5 minutes early.
Yep.
And because of that, they were marked either tardy.
I know.
Or absent for the whole class.
I've had that too. I've had that too.
Okay. So all of this, and this is such petty bullshit, right? Because if you were in person, they're not going to call you.
But
they're not going to change the
attendance. If they don't micromanage this shit, though, this is where you and I are coming from, because we are expert managers of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, other moms.
That is an awesome title. Can we get t-shirts that say that?
Sure.
Expert managers of chaos.
Yes. Other moms are micromanaging every damn thing and have, and
no.
Yes, listen.
I know.
Those are the moms that are calling and are saying, you didn't hold my kid accountable for leaving 5 minutes early. That is a whole other world that you and I just don't live in, because we're trying to brush our damn teeth.
Why is that even a thing? These kids are trying to survive a pandemic.
Because there is a group of parents that rides the district's ass about making sure academic standards are still in place. Those parents exist.
Well, I know, but that
you and I just want to make sure that we can brush teeth and nobody runs away. But other people live different lives.
I don't even care about brushing teeth anymore.
I do.
I do, but I told my kid, just brush the teeth you want to keep.
No, my teeth. I don't care about theirs.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you're making them brush their teeth.
No,
I was like, I care about my own.
Only my teeth matter. If they want to rot their teeth, that's on them.
Okay, so how has all of this changed in these teenagers? Because their brains, we say this all the time, their brains are not fully developed. They've had to do this whole brand new thing right now. Their motivation is gone.
You know what? I think in a decade, they are going to be the most innovative, creative, stable, reasonable, badass people of the world.
Yes.
I really do.
I completely agree with that. And they will always have this, but Dodson, right now, we need to think of, like, the power of now. Have you read that book? The power of now?
Maybe a long time ago when I was more woo.
Well, okay. It is pretty woo. Never mind. I didn't read that.
Yeah. Yeah. Screw you, Briggs.
Dodson is the woo, not me.
I don't have a power of now. I'm sorry. I really don't.
I do, because you know what? Yes, that is going to be amazing for them later down the road. But
what do you mean? What do you mean you have a power of now? You mean how you and I both stay upright and positive?
Yes, but what I'm focusing on is our topic, which is the mental health in these teens during the pandemic. So right now, we have to get them through this mentally healthy
mm-hmm.
in order for them to be able to be there later to say,
well, yes.
Their kids are killing themselves, Dodson.
Yeah, I know. Your big picture is overwhelming to me.
That's why we need to focus on the now. We can't focus on the big picture right now. We have to focus on the now. These kids and their mental health right now. These kids their identities are taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know if they're coming or going. It's ridiculous. They don't give a shit what they look like. I don't know about your girls. I mean, right now I don't have.
Well,
my teens right now that are in high school and junior high are boys.
One of my daily requirements for my mm-hmm. teens is to do something every day where you show that you care for yourself. Because
I like
otherwise,
that.
Why not? Who cares when you're just in a dark room all day?
They don't care.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't either. But, you know.
So that's how it's impacted moms. Now we have 500 million jobs, and especially moms that already had, like, compromised things going on with their teenagers.
Most moms, though, are not mental health experts. How are we supposed to?
We have psychology degrees.
Well,
use it.
You have a psychology degree. I don't.
Oh, we have early childhood.
I have.
They're very close. We have human.
I don't even have early childhood. No, I used to like the older kids.
Oh shit! Now
before I had
I
older kids,
I have the
kids.
Degrees. At least I'm using my college degree now.
Well, I mean, my degree was K through 9. So, and I started with the older kids because I liked them better. Then I'm like, I'm not changing pull-ups and tying shoes. I'm not doing that shit, and taking all day for the school day to put boots on. But now I will take that any day.
Well,
Because the teenage stuff is so complex and difficult.
Colin, the producer, when before you got here, was, you know, there's all that. We'll have to use this point and then move it into our wins somehow, because I could go on about this forever. But when you and I talk about this a little bit in like our intro in our first episodes when we first started podcasting. Mm-hmm. When you give birth, the pressure to keep that child alive is great.
Yes.
You know, so how every mom is different, right? Like, I just slept with mine tucked into my armpit and on my boob and didn't give one crap.
Me too. Yep.
Other moms that have different ideas and anxiety and worries, whatever, because we all bring our own momness to this, mm-hmm. would have them in, you know, like the perfect crib with the camera monitor and be up all night and stressed out. So that survival of keeping the human alive, mm-hmm. is great. It's so hard when you have
to. And that can look like a few different ways.
But
I mean,
keeping
yes.
a teenager alive is, because Colin was like, well, which one is worse? And I'm like, well, shit, if I know.
I'll tell you. The thing is that with the littles, you are in control. Like, when you have a newborn, they can't move. Like, oh, they can't walk, they can't crawl, they can't. You are putting them where they're supposed to sleep. They're not moving
right,
from there.
Right.
You know what? When you have a teenager, good night, I love you, I'll see you in the morning. Oh, where were you from 2 to 5 a.m.?
I know. Or, yeah, I know. I'm like, it's 4 p.m. Hello.
That's the thing, Dodson.
I know.
You and I have talked about this. This is the scary thing. And this bothers me so bad right now is the sleep schedules.
I can't talk about that.
Okay, fine, but it's a thing. And
I
we
know
deal
it's
with
a
it
thing.
Every single day. So it's a big
well,
thing.
Well, the only good thing about it is that, and this is going to be my win, because I'll tell you what, having a teenager with a mental health crisis is mm-hmm. a lonely-ass world to live in. It
yes.
is lonely as fuck.
And that's why I am
I
very happy
a lady
that
appointment
I am here for
the
you.
Other day, and the lady, like the nurse checking me in, was like, can I give you a hug? I'm like, would you please?
And then
because
you just start
crying?
Like,
of course I started to cry. Because
I cried in my gynae's office.
I cried in my gynae's office. God damn it. That's
I, just, our I start crying just when she's like, and how are you?
I started to
I'm
cry.
Like,
and she's
you're
like,
you're asking me how I am?
Yeah, you care about how I am. And then she offered me a hug. I'm like, during the pandemic? I mean, you're already up in my business, so why not? But
yeah.
Would you raise it for the win?
I just gave you a pap smear. I think I can give you a hug.
Pap and a hug. Love you, Briggs.
Love you too.
Next time.
Yep.
Check out our social media on Facebook and Instagram at Two Moms and a Mic.
Subscribe to Two Moms and a Mic and download our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or your podcast platform of choice.
You may now check out our newly launched Two Moms and a Mic YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe.
All of our episodes are available to download at twomomsandamic.com.